So if people were today go to where Barrio Laredito was first established back 300 years ago, what would they see there today? Is there any sign of even Barrio Laredito ever having existed?
Well, the mercado that we have here in San Antonio and that little section of folk art that we have there, it's part of what was left. But it didn't take the real soul of the people that worked there in Plaza del Zacate. For example, Plaza del Zacate was the market where Lydia Mendoza sang with the Chili Queens, and it was destroyed and it was converted in Milan Park. All these sections where people lived and thrived in their culture was erased and built something new. For example, the pecan workers lived in Barrio Laredito.
And these are the workers who Emma Tenayuca fought for when the pecan sheller strike occurred.
Exactly, okay. The pecan workers. So Emma Tenayuca worked there, and she organized. And now there's a statue honoring her. But when she worked with the pecan workers that lived in Barrio Laredito, and many of them came from the Mexican Revolution with family ties in Barrio Laredito, they were living in terrible conditions, and they decided just to mechanize the pecan industry instead of giving them a better salary, which would have helped the people. So they displaced 3,000 pecan workers from one day to the next, and then the next year another 3,000. So in 3 years were more than 10,000 women displaced that lived there in Barrio Laredito and the west side by then. What grow, because Barrio Laredito was growing to the west side. But if you see the streets of the names have Mexican names like from Mexico, Tampico, Monterrey, Saltillo, because people were coming from those areas. So they always reflected their Mexican origin. Also the Alameda Theater was there where people used to go to watch Mexican movies in Spanish. So those are basically the landmarks that are still there in Barrio Laredito. It's not dead. It's still alive. Very, very, very much in the young minds of the descendants of Barrio Laredito.